الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحه وأرواح العالمين بتراب مقدم الابتداع. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to express my congratulations on this very auspicious occasion of the birth of our first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayh. And I would like to, from here, send my salutations to our Imam. I would like to, all of us, think ourselves in Najaf al-Ashraf and express our salam, assalamu alaik, ya amiran. The individual that we are commemorating, the anniversary of his birth, I don't want to take, by the way, too much of your time. Sheikh Elahi had not told me beforehand that I'm about to speak here. I don't like speaking without having prepared something. So just a few minutes to have accepted the request of Sheikh Elahi. A couple of words, reminders, things that we all already know. Describing Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayh, is not a task that a very small and little individual like myself can do. Amir al-Mu'mineen, according to that narration, is an individual that no one can truly understand except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. But just a couple of words that we can to our limited understanding. Amir al-Mu'mineen, as again Shaykh mentioned, is a very complex figure that's very difficult to try to understand. When you look at him in battle, you see, they talk about how many of the kuffar he was able to kill. It seems like a very violent figure, but then when you look at the way he works and deals with the orphans, he bends down and allows an orphan to ride on him and acts like, you know, that father figure for the orphan. When you look at him in worship, in prostration, we hear that Imam Zainul Abideen, who is known as the worshipper of the Ahlul Bayt, his title is Zainul Abideen. He's known for worship. When he is asked about the worship and how can you do so much worship, he says, this is nothing compared to what Amir al-Mu'mineen used to do. Yet when you see him in the market and in government and governance, it's as though he has his mind set on nothing but government. But I think the best word or the best expression that can tell us of his personality that we can use for ourselves as well to take for a lesson is that he was the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was Abdullah. The purpose in his life was to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing he worried about was the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing he cared about, he didn't care how the powers of that time looked at him. He didn't care whether all the people turned to him or turned away from him. All he cared about was, is what I'm doing right? Is what I'm doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do? When after the passing away of the Prophet, they came and told Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi that there's people gathered in Saqifah and they are discussing who is to lead after the Prophet. Amir al-Mu'mineen was not worried about going and participating there and making sure he is the one that's going to take on that role. He said, my responsibility to God right now is to take care of the body of the Prophet. After they made that decision, there was a bay'ah. His responsibility was to go and try to see if the people are going to realize they made a mistake. But when he saw that the people are not realizing, he didn't say, this is my right. He didn't care if the people don't want that, then the good of the ummah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's willing to take the hardship and the pains that are going to come as the result of allowing others to take on the responsibility. Otherwise, we all know the chivalry of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi and his power in battle. No one at that time could challenge Amir al-Mu'mineen. If it came to the sword, no one could speak to Amir al-Mu'mineen when his sword was in his hand. But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and only for that, he chose silence in that regard. Brothers and sisters, I want to quote what the Shaykh said in Arabic before me. As a practical, when I talk, I don't like to just say things that would be food for our thoughts and express some information regarding the religion in theory. I would like to talk about something that we can make use of practically as well. That is, we call ourselves Shi'atu Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. There's a very interesting story about some of the people that lived at the time of the 8th Imam salamullahi alayhi. The story goes that they traveled a distance to get to see the Imam. When they arrived in that city, they went to the house of the Imam. They knocked the door. The servant came to the door, asked, who is it? They said, we are the Shia of the Imam. We want to enter. He went and told the Imam. The Imam said, don't allow them in. The next day they went, the same thing happened. The third day, the same thing happened. The last day that they were there, that they wanted to leave, they went and said, please let the Imam know that we are leaving today. If you don't allow us in, then who is going to be allowed in? We are your followers. When the Imam heard that, he said, allow them in. When they got in, of course, the first question they're asking is like, you know, could we know why we were not allowed in? The Imam said, you made a claim that was a pretty big claim and it was not true. You said we are the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt. That's pretty big. I don't see that. You can claim to be the Muhib, the lover of the Ahlul Bayt, but the Shia, that's difficult to say. The hadith that the Shaykh said, and this was the pretext to it, is that the Shia are the ones that have piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and serve Allah. There's another hadith that this is mentioned in where Jabir al-Ju'fi, rahmatullah alayhi, very close companion of the 6th Imam, quotes the 6th and the 5th Imam. This narration is about the 5th Imam. That he says, tells Jabir that don't let different views distract you from the right path. The Shia of أمير المؤمنين are those who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to claim to be the Shia of the Ahlul Bayt, of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayh, we've got to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this other description in that hadith says that they recite the Quran, they are virtuous, they pay their sadaqat, charity, and all of these other descriptions that are given, but the main line of thought there is ta'ah, obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think if we want to celebrate the birth of our Imam, which I think the reason for it, why we want to celebrate that, is maybe to please our Imam. Because I don't think we're here for selfish reasons to try to please myself, I hope. I hope we're here to try to please the Imam. If we want to please the Imam, they have said in their hadith, you can please us by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being obedient to Allah. Practice what He has told us. Learn first what He has told us to do and what He has told us to stay away from, and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be the true followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.